sports, politics, life. Advanced Medical Imaging presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, online at medimageks.com.
Well, you know you're a fully grown man when you're excited to wake up and get ready and do your podcast so you can go get new tires on your car. That's where I am today. I don't know why I'm so excited about it. I've needed these tires for a couple of months. I'm just excited to head up to our friends at Roberts Robinson, Chevrolet GMC in Excelsior Springs, home of the lifetime warranty. They're going to put new tires on my Chevy Blazer, which is 3 years old and getting close to 40,000 miles. It's time for those new tires. And I think it's a sign of maturity, shall we say. I don't think it means you're getting old. I think it's a sign of maturity that I'm a grown man excited about new tires. I was with a buddy yesterday. We played golf. And he said, what's a new set of tires go for? And I said, yeah, you don't want to know because I've got the wide wheels and the sport package on the Blazer. I said, it's not. I said, how do you not know what tires cost? He said, I haven't kept a car long enough to get new tires in a long time. I'm like, what? Is that possible? I guess that is possible. I don't feel like I've had this car very long, the Chevy Blazer. But 40,000 miles in, it's time for some new treads. New threads and treads on my Blazer. I'll see my friends up in Excelsior a little bit later today. That's just definitely, you wake up in the morning, you got to bounce at your step because you're getting new tires. You're a grown man. You are all grown up, and that's where I am. I was not expecting the response that I got over the last few podcasts since the vote on Tuesday in Kansas City failed in Jackson County for the sales tax, the new sales tax for the Royals and the Chiefs. And some of my commentary and reporting on these people in Kansas that immediately met with the Chiefs and are trying to lure the Chiefs to cross the state line and build a stadium. And I gave my thoughts. I feel like the Chiefs are going to be in a position where it's going to be impossible to turn down Kansas. I just think they're going to offer them something so great that they're going to go, well, business-wise, we have to do this. Even though we love Arrowhead, that's the tradition. I know Clark Hunt wants to stay at Arrowhead. I know he wants that, but sometimes in this world in business, you get something offered so great that you can't say no. That's just a prediction. I'm not telling you I know anything. I'm not planting my flag here, guaranteeing you that this is going to happen, and I'm not making any bold statements about these teams. I see them as free agents. I think they should negotiate separately. I think the Truman Sports Complex, as we know it, is dead. The Royals have said as much. They're leaving the Truman Sports Complex by 2030, period, end of statement, that's done. The Royals have made that decision. They are not staying there. So they're doing something different, and they're building a new ballpark somewhere in Kansas City. I am not worried about either team relocating to another metropolitan area, so I feel really good about that. But I can't tell you how this is going to play out. I can't. I just think competition is good. I think it's good in a lot of ways, and I think the Truman Sports Complex is dead. In a perfect world, what would I like to see right now? I think it'd be great if the Chiefs had a really, really cool design to build a new Arrowhead where Kauffman is after the Royals leave. That, for me, would be best case scenario. There's history. There's tradition. You could build a new stadium that looks like Arrowhead. I think long term, that's probably the way to go. But if they've got things they want to do to expand, retrofit, and keep Arrowhead alive for 100 years, I'm okay with that too. If that's what the Hunt family decides to do, whatever they decide is fine with me. I'd like to see the Royals in North Kansas City. I like that site from the get-go better than downtown. It looks like a really great place close to downtown in Kansas City that would be a very unique neighborhood, eclectic. I think there would be a real baseball feel to that part of our city. I think the whole area could be, you know, just thrive around the ballpark. I think it's really cool. I think it's a great spot. So there's all kinds of things that could happen, but I didn't expect the feedback from so many of you that thought I was just planting my flag saying, I'm guaranteeing you that they're moving to Kansas or whatever. I'm not guaranteeing anything. I don't know how it's going to play out. Now, Mayor Q is guaranteeing. Mayor Q has spoken out after this thing epically failed. 58-42, Mayor Q's quote is, quote, both teams will be in Kansas City, Missouri in 2040 and long after. Mayor Q is guaranteeing that the Royals and Chiefs will both stay in Kansas City, Missouri. That may be. I just described for you a plan that does that. North Kansas City is Kansas City, Missouri. Across the river, I could see the Royals building a ballpark there, and I could see the Chiefs staying where they are. I absolutely could see that happening. That keeps both of them in Kansas City, Missouri. And I could see that. What I know is people in Jackson County didn't like the Royals' plan. Period. I think a lot of it had to do with crime. I think a lot of it had to do with the disheveled nature of what the Royals were trying to do and how they kept changing their mind and all these other things that were going on. We've gone through the litany and given all the reasons why we think the thing failed, but it did. I could absolutely see the Royals north of the river and the Chiefs staying right where they are and either doing something with Arrowhead or building a brand new ballpark, but a brand new football stadium. But the mayor, Quentin Lucas, has proclaimed both teams will be in Kansas City, Missouri in 2040 and long after. He's basically guaranteeing it. This came on a day where we learned the fate of the Oakland A's, who were playing before about 200 to 300 fans a night. I mean, there's nobody at the A's games. There are protesters outside the ballpark. They're mad that the team is leaving, but it's been years and years and years that Oakland has done nothing for the A's. The Raiders moved to Vegas. Now the A's are moving to Vegas. It's going to take 3 years to build the stadium where the Tropicana Hotel was. It is now closed. It's being taken down. They're not building downtown in Vegas. They're not going downtown. They're going out by the Strip, as the Raiders did. And it's going to take three more seasons to get this thing built. And the A's announced on Thursday that they are moving beginning next year to Sacramento and will play in a triple-A ballpark in Sacramento so they can sell some tickets. It's pretty obvious they're not selling any tickets in Oakland. And my guess is the ownership here is going to keep the payroll way down. They're going to lose a lot of games for 3 years. They're going to save up every nickel they can for the move. It's been reported that the franchise moving fee in baseball is $400 million that they have to pay. The other 29 owners will split $400 million for the right to move the team. So these leagues put in hefty fees to move your team because they don't like teams moving. But there are certain things that are so obvious, like sports in Las Vegas, that the owners are going to do that. And it's going to wind up, it's going to be great for the ownership of the A's. They're going to have a packed ballpark. They're going to make scads of money by playing in Vegas and have all kinds of visitors and fans. And it's going to be great for the A's. They're going to have a cool stadium. This is the right move for that franchise. I'm glad it's not the Royals. The Royals are not in a desperate way. They don't need to move, but eventually baseball will either expand to 32 teams and Nashville will be one of those cities, or a team will move to Nashville. That is inevitable. You can bank on that. That is going to happen. Nashville will be a Major League Baseball city. It is just a matter of time. So all these things moving around and moving parts, and the Royals are not threatening to move anywhere other than somewhere in the metropolitan area other than the Truman Sports Complex. And I think that's good news. And we'll take I'm not saying Mayor Q is wrong. He may absolutely be right. Both teams could be in Kansas City, Missouri in 2040 and long after. And that would be just fine with me. I just want them to stay here. We need a new ballpark for the Royals. That the remodel 15 years ago was a bad idea from the jump. That was the time to go downtown. 20 years ago, the vote to go downtown, that was the time to go. Clearly, that was the time to go. Now is not the time to go. We couldn't foresee 20 years ago the Democrats taking over in such a way that we would have record murder rates and car thefts and break-ins and robberies and assaults that we now see downtown. We had no way of seeing that, no way of knowing that. But that's where we are today, and it doesn't seem like a very good place for the Royals to be. On the field, they are something, man. I'm excited. Now, they're only 3-4. They've blown two games. They definitely 100% should be 5-2. They could be 6-1. They have the best starting pitching in baseball 1 week into the season. Royals starting pitchers after Seth Lugo pitches 6 2/3 against the White Sox on Thursday night, giving up just one run. The Royals starting rotation, they're going second time through, and Brady Singer goes on Friday night, and he has the best start of any Royal this year. The starting rotation has an earned run average of 1.43. And it's across the board. It's not, hey, four guys were really good and one guy had a bet. No. Every night it's been the same thing. If you're going to get the Royals, you better wait. You better wait 2 hours to get to the Royals and get into their bullpen because you're not beating these starters. They've just been amazing. Now, they won't do that all year. They're not going to finish the year with a 1.43 earned run average as starters. It's not always going to be this good. But it does show signs of being legit. And the Royals poured out 10 runs on Thursday night MJ Melendez, 2-for-4 with a home run. Velasquez hit a home run and had went 2-for-3. Bobby Witt, 2 more hits. He's the real two-hit Witt. I don't know how many two-hit games Whit Merrifield had, but Bobby Witt's going to pass that very soon. It's not going to take long for him to have more two-hit games than Whit Merrifield had here. The real two-hit Witt is Bobby Witt Jr., who's now batting .429. They were just incredible in a 10-1 win over the White Sox. They just bombed away. There's a terrific story today in the Kansas City Star by Vahe Gregorian, who I haven't spoken to in years, but I like a lot. He's a really kind man. He's a very good writer. He doesn't agree with us politically on much, but he's a good person, a good man, and a terrific writer. I've always liked Vahe. He's got a piece about Michael Garcia, the Royals' leadoff hitter and third baseman, who is Alcides Escobar's cousin. And he went back 8 years and said, do we remember when Alcides Escobar went to the Royals brass in 2016 after the World Series and said, hey, I've got a cousin in the Dominican who's really good. You should sign him. And the Royals said, okay, we'll go look at him in the Dominican. And it was Michael Garcia. He's Alcides Escobar's cousin. Now, Garcia's cousins to a lot of major leaguers. It's a crazy story. You got to read this by Vahe. It's tremendous. Even Ronald Acuna Jr. is like an uncle or something, or a cousin of Michael Garcia. So Royal scouts go see Michael Garcia when he was reportedly 16, but he may not have been quite that. It doesn't really matter. They went and saw him, and he was slow. He ran a 6.3660 or something, which is a second slower than major league average. He wasn't Salvi slow, but he was really slow. He weighed 127 pounds when the Royals scouted him, and they signed him for $30,000. What they saw, goodness only knows, because he was 16, 127 pounds. I think they like the bloodline. They're like, he's related to all these big league players. He's going to fill out. There's probably something here, and for $30,000, why wouldn't we sign him? And they did. And 8 years later, they've got the payoff. He looks like an all-star third baseman. The Royals have a tremendous leadoff hitter who's hitting for power and driving in runs. I think they believe he's going to hit 300. He's down to 270 now. And I'm a little worried that as the leadoff hitter, he's going to try to hit home runs, which means he's going to strike out a lot. And I don't really think that's his job. I think his job is to get on base. And if it goes over the fence, great. Get on base for Bobby Witt, Vinny Pasquantino, and Salvador Perez. That's the job of a leadoff hitter. And right now, he may be, and the Royals know this, he may be falling into a trap of, hey, I could hit 30 home runs this year. And I'll take that with my leadoff hitter. But if the guy can hit 290 or 300, that's what you really need. And you need some patience at the plate. You need to draw a few walks. You need to let the ball hit you every now and then. Get on base for Bobby Witt is the plan, but Michael Garcia looks like a terrific player for the Royals, and you can hear, read much more about him, Vahe Gregorian's piece in the Kansas City Star. It's really, really cool. KKHI is brought to you by Aspen Wealth Management, the new sponsor this week. Happy to have them on board. AspenWealth.com. If you would like to initiate or have or change your corporate retirement plan, they can manage that for you. If you're a small business owner and your company doesn't have a retirement plan for your employees, they can initiate a very small plan for you and your employees, or you can move yours over and have them manage it for you. Aspen Wealth Management. Trevor Holsinger and the Holsinger family have been in so many different businesses and endeavors in Kansas City over the decades. This is Trevor's passion. He's been in this for years. Financial planning, investment management, taxes, insurance. Think of them as your personal concierge of finances, AspenWealth.com. Make the switch today. Maybe you have a rollover, an IRA, or a 401k you'd like to move. Or if you're young and starting out, and you just want to tuck away a couple hundred bucks a month, they'll get you started in something that will be a great tax advantage for you. Start young. Start young. If you're listening and you have kids in their 20s and they're not investing, put them on to these guys. Trevor will convince them. He'll happily take somebody who wants to put $200 a month in and get started with an IRA. AspenWealth.com is the website, 913-491-0500. North Kansas City Dental. Jessica was there on Monday and had her regular checkup. I had to move mine. We're going to be traveling in a week. and I'm going to be coming back the day I was supposed to go. So I moved mine back about a month, and they were happy to do that. They're so flexible and easy. If you'd like to schedule an appointment in North Kansas City Dental, call 816-471-2911. I always talk about Dr. Bill Bush. It's his dental practice. But one of the great dentists there, Dr. Anna Everson, her parents are patrons of KKHI. And we also give a shout out to Anna. Maybe you'd like to see Dr. Anna at North Kansas City Dental, online at nkcdental.com. And Advantage Termite and Pest Control is one call does it all. AdvantageTPC.com is the website, AdvantageTPC.com. Make the switch today to a local company you can trust. Great American conservative patriots, Aaron Wolcott and his family-owned operated business will take care of you like you've never been treated. Their technicians that come to your house are absolute pros. The gentleman that comes here is, I believe it's his nephew, a young man. I mean, this business is going to stay in this family forever. Like, it is a real extended family business. They're all in the pest control business, and they're really good at what they do. And when you have so many people in the family working there, it's a pride and passion thing. And that's big. You want that when somebody's treating your home or your business. AdvantageTPC.com, 913-768-8989. Rashee Rice has admitted he was driving the Lamborghini. Okay, well, we got that out on Thursday through the lawyer. Rashee Rice apparently has lost his voice because he ain't talking to anybody except his lawyer and the Dallas police. And that's it. Driving the Lamborghini in this case is, according to Texas law, punishable up to 5 years in jail and big fines up to $10,000. Fines will not be an issue. The main job here for the Chiefs' lawyers, the Chiefs' fixers, and the lawyer Royce West in Dallas is to keep Rashee Rice out of jail. The NFL's probably going to suspend him for a couple of games. The Chiefs can live with that. Rashee Rice can live with that. Nobody got hurt. I'm a little torn on this one. I want him to play. I think he did a terrible thing. The result of the crime is always how you're punished. It's not the crime itself. So if Rashee Rice did this crazy thing, driving this Lamborghini, and caused this accident and somebody died, he'd be going to jail for quite some time. Vehicular manslaughter, probably several years in jail. Nobody really got hurt. Two people were taken to the hospital, but it doesn't sound like they really needed to go to the hospital. Sometimes the EMT, hey, good for them, because they're going to go after his insurance company. The people involved in this accident are going to get paid, whatever. I hope all that happens. I hope his insurance rates forever are through the roof, and it becomes a pain in the rear. I don't care if they take his driver's license away. I think that'd be a good punishment for a couple of years. Have somebody drive him to work, get an Uber, hire a driver, whatever he's got to do. I think that would be great punishment. And back that up by saying, you can't drive for 2 years, and if we catch you driving, you're going to jail. That'd be an awesome punishment in this case. Lesson learned. You will never be racing in the streets again. That's the point of criminal justice. Somebody stupid, somebody breaks the law and does something stupid, how do we prevent it from happening again? And in a high-profile case like this, how do we keep other young men from doing the same stupid thing? Rashee Rice can be a role model here. It needs to be a real punishment. He needs some sort of real punishment, and I think that's coming. I do not think he's going to serve much time in jail. He may have to do some community service or things like that, but I think the Chiefs are really good at this, and Rashee Rice will be playing football this fall after a couple of game suspension maybe. I mean, maybe it's four games. I don't know what the NFL is going to do to him. They'll do something to him. But the rest of this legal, I think, will get resolved in Texas. Hey, you're going to love this story. A memo was leaked, and it got to the press. This is the Democrat. It's not really the Democrat National Committee, but there are people involved in this effort that are part of the Democrat National Committee. It's high-level muckety-mucks who work very hard on the voter registration drives. Get out the vote. Let's register, register, register. The Democrats' game forever has just been register as many people as you can, get them to vote. That's going to help us. Bring in illegal aliens, do whatever you can, register, register, register. Let's get ready to go. There's a memo out now telling people to stop, and they need to reevaluate this for 2024. Stop registering. literally stop registering people. Now, why would the Democrats do this? They have halted their voter registration drives all across the country. They've stopped. They've told everybody, stop, pause, we're rethinking this. They are finding that the majority of people that they're registering favor Trump over Biden. When you just blanket go out and sign people up, they're finding it's hurting their cause. That's the only reason they'd stop, and they say as much. They're now going to target zip codes and ethnic groups, and they are not going to do a nationwide get out the vote campaign. They don't want any part of it. The more places they go, the more they realize people are voting for Trump. So they're obviously going to stick to the inner cities and probably just in swing states. There's no point in getting out the vote in California or New York or Oklahoma, for that matter. It's not going to help you. It's not going to work. So there may be 10 or 12 states that they now target, and they'll go to the inner cities. That's where they'll go. They'll go to the biggest cities, the inner cities, and say, this is where it's going to be. And we're going to target this by zip code, where if we register 1,000 people, we think we may have 650 Biden voters or 700 Biden voters out of those 1,000. That's where they're going to target and go, which makes sense. But I just thought, I've got to pass this along to you. This is great news. They're changing what they do because they literally are signing people up nationwide, and they're realizing they're killing themselves by doing it. Because you've seen the maps before of the counties in America, the number of counties that Trump won versus Biden. It's a giant red map. The United States, step in almost any county in America, and it's a Trump county. So they know, they're like, wait, stop. Stop registering people in these places. They don't like Joe Biden there. I love that. Also this week in Oregon, I don't know if you've noticed this or not, but we're living in this time and era, and everything the Democrats do that's a horrible idea that we know is a horrible idea right from the jump, like defund the police, they do it for a few years, it blows up in their face, and they backtrack on it, and they stop it. It's going to happen with immigration. This is going to kill them this year. The open border is going to kill the Democrats. Now, I can't guarantee you any election result, but it's hurting them bad. They're all on board with it. Americans hate it, and it eventually will not be a thing. We'll stop this because Americans want it stopped. It's just common sense. You can't have an open border. You can't let these people pour in. It's common sense that you can't defund the police. It's common sense. So these things always turn. Like the defund the police thing is gone. BLM is gone. These things come and go so fast. What we're now seeing in America is the places where they legalized drugs, basically legalized narcotics, and said, we're not going to punish you for marijuana, cocaine, heroin. We're decriminalizing drugs. In Oregon this week, they have announced they are recriminalizing drugs. Not D, recriminalizing. They're like, yeah, this is a problem here in Portland. We got a drug problem here. We're not locking anybody up. We're not locking up the drug dealers. We're not locking up the drug users. We're not stopping anybody from anything that's led to crime, homelessness, you know, really unsanitary conditions in many parts of Portland and places in Oregon. So all the tree-hugging liberals in Oregon have said, we were probably wrong on this drug thing. And they are backtracking now, and they're going to recriminalize drugs. How about this from the Kansas City Courant? Your ladies' soccer team downtown, they're catching hell now from people with disabilities. They've got a gravel parking lot. Try being disabled and getting through that. Your wheelchair's not going to work very well. If you're on crutches or a walker, that's not going to work very well. They're catching all kinds of flack now for being unfriendly to people with disabilities. I don't know what they were thinking, but again, when liberals are in charge and they decide we're not going to put asphalt down because it's bad for the environment, we're going to do gravel, which is natural, and that's better for the environment. Hey, listen, it may just be we're too cheap to put asphalt down. I don't know. They say it's for the environment. When you do it, there's a cause and effect for every action. and now people with disabilities are upset. At the same time, current fans have developed what they're calling an app online. It's a transportation app, and within it, you can start your own groups for transportation. They've started the current carpool because people don't want to pay $80 to park. It's called Current Carpool, and you can be part of a carpool and get dropped, or be part of a carpool that takes a big van or an SUV, and you share the cost of parking. If you have two and an SUV seats eight, presumably four couples could split the parking, and it's $10 a head in the current carpool. They've developed an app. The fans have developed an app because they're so disappointed in what the Current have done with their new stadium downtown. The app also alerts you to where there are free buses to get on and where you can get dropped. And it touts the bike valets. Okay, well, we've all been to a city where we've seen these people with bikes and little carriages. Apparently, this is a big deal now. Maybe from the River Market to the stadium, you pay somebody some cash, they bike you down, drop you off after the game. Presumably, they bring you back. I'm okay with that stuff. That's great. If you want to go to the River Market, have lunch before a current game or an afternoon snack before a night game or something like that, and you want to get in a bike valet and go, that sounds kind of fun. I'm good with that. I'm not thrilled about getting on a bus with a bunch of people, but they say they're free, and we got to credit the current fans for developing the current carpool app. The Boulevard Drive-In in Kansas City opens today, April 5th, for its 74th year. Brian Neal is the manager now. His grandfather, Wes Neal, is still there. He's the face of Boulevard Drive-In. Wes Neal is 96, and he'll be at the opening today. They have Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, starring Kansas City and Paul Rudd, as their feature. They don't normally open in April, but they said, you know what? We think there's enough of a draw for the Ghostbusters movie this year, and the fact that Paul Rudd's in it. We got some nice weather here in April. We're going to open the Boulevard Drive-In. 74 years. They call themselves the world's greatest drive-in. They were the first drive-in in the world to go 4K. They have digital projection. They still have the old school speakers you can hang inside your car door. I think they have low wattage FM radio too. You can listen through the sound of your car that way too. But if you like it old school with a speaker hanging in your car, you can do that. You can take the kids. You can open up the trunk to your SUV or the back of your pickup truck and just have a nice night at the Boulevard Drive-In. I am setting a goal of going. We're taking Cabo to the drive-in this summer. Period, end of statement. I don't think any of my friends will go with me. I don't think any of our couples' friends will go with me. Maybe one. Maybe Cato and his wife. Maybe they'd go. The rest of them would turn their nose at this. Ugh. Ugh. I want to go to the drive-in. I'm going to propose it this weekend to some friends and see if they're in or not. If you're listening to this and you're in my little circle, you know, our circle of retrobates that we have, if you're in that circle and you want to go to the drive-in, let me know. I'm not going to ask all. I got two or three. I wouldn't even bring it up. There's no way. The friend you can't mention on the podcast, If I said we're going to the drive-in, he'd hit me. He'd hit me. Oh, and his wife, no chance. No chance. She's going to a drive-in movie. No. I'll call you guys out. I know, I got two targets, possibilities, but I'm still not sure they're going to go. Although it's a fairly cheap night, you can pack a cooler. Come on, man. The Boulevard Drive-In is 74. Way to go. We're going to have a great chat with Gary Lezak about the eclipse. On Monday, we have a 90% eclipse of the sun here in Kansas City. He's going to tell you where it's best. What time and all that coming right up, brought to you by Fry Orthodontics, online at fryorthodontics.com. 14 locations. Your teeth love us. You will too. Invisalign, ceramic, or metal braces. Your smile is just the start. Fryorthodontics.com. Window World is simply the best for less. Online at windowskansascity.com. They're American made, lifetime warranty, JD Power and Associates, customer satisfaction award, and the official windows of the Chiefs. 816-799-0820, online at windowskansascity.com. And Great Life Golf. Play more golf. I played on Thursday at Canyon Farms. Wonderful club. If you'd like to join, they've got about 10 memberships remaining for this year. GreatLifeGolf.com. That's join at greatlifegolf.com. That's the email. or just call the golf course you want to play. Many of the great life courses in Kansas City are public courses. You just play once, pay a green fee, whatever, traditional stuff. Log on to their website and play some golf this year. GreatLifeGolf.com. Gary Lezak is a dear friend, and he is here to tell us all about the solar eclipse coming up on Monday in the Kansas City area and southward on KKHI. Hit it!
The Kevin Keatsman Has Issues conversation is brought to you by Cross Kitchens, Kansas City's home remodeler, online at crosskitchenskc.com.
Well, we welcome in my dear friend Gary Lezak, who I've known for too many years, more years than the two of us, I think, would like to count at this point, because I don't understand the eclipse, and I remember one a few years ago, so we just brought in the expert to tell us everything that's going to happen on Monday, depending on where you live. Hello, Mr. Lezak. How are you, sir?
Hey, Kevin. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me on, and I hope to be on in about a month when we release this amazing product that's going to go viral around the world, that's going to give people their forecast, but we'll talk about that later. But just let me tell you, I'm doing great. I'm in Colorado. We had 85 inches of snow this winter, and I loved every inch.
Oh, good. So is that going to help the Colorado River and you know, all the water in the Southwest?
Absolutely. Very good news for any drought condition. So, very, very good news.
We had a couple of years in a row, right? It's been going, because Lake Mead has gone up in the last year. We see the water levels going up. That's a good thing.
That's good for California. It's good for here. And, you know, last year, the fires were in Canada. They weren't in the United States. There were like hardly any fires in the United States. Nobody will tell you that, but it was really true. And Colorado hardly had any fires. In fact, I only saw smoke maybe once the entire summer, and I moved here last June 7th. You know, so it is good news for that.
I saw a story today, just today, that said, this is a story you'll see nowhere else, that the Arctic ice levels are their highest level in 21 years. Have you seen that?
I just laughed. Huh? No, I did not see that, but
it's true.
It probably makes, you know, probably makes climate change people a little crazy.
Goes absolutely bizarre. No, they don't want that reported. They don't want anybody to know that the ice is actually getting bigger now in the polar caps.
Just tell the truth.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. So Weather 2020 is your company, weather2020.com, and you're famous for the LRC, which is the Lezak recurring cycle. Why do I always want to say recurring current?
I don't know. We could. It's okay, but it's the Lezak recurring cycle, named by the bloggers back in 2002 when we started that blog. I started making predictions far in advance, and they said we should name it something, so they named it that, the LRC.
And in May, what you were talking about, you're going to have coming out. We're going to have you back on in a month. You've got something coming out that's going to predict weather 6-8 months in advance, and you will have like a Chiefs opening game forecast?
I already know it right now. I mean, I could call it up right now. Let me here. Just go my 6-month forecaster. We're going to call it the Global Predictor. All right.
Global Predictor.
So the Global Predictor. Let me see if I click on the right link here.
And so, how did you develop this?
Well, we've got the LRC model. I found this genius kid, and a few years ago, we developed a model that has radar, satellite, geospatial radar, satellite data, National Weather Service data. It's global, it's fast, and it's a model that uses the cycles to predict what is going to happen, months in advance, you know, day by day. So businesses can use this data and, you know, add to your analytics. And in the end of the day, it's going to save lives and help businesses by predicting supply, demand, and staffing issues and affect each business. So, but anyway, I just clicked on this global predictor for September. The Chiefs home opener will be on Thursday night. Okay. And Thursday night, September the 5th. All right.
Yep.
We don't know who they're playing, right?
Right. That's correct. But that won't affect the weather.
Who do you think? I think Texans 60%, 40% Chargers.
Okay. I'll take your word for it. It was Chargers last year, so it'll be somebody different this year.
No, it wasn't. It was Detroit last year.
Oh, yeah. It was Chargers year before, wasn't it?
Yeah. So it's probably Texans, I'll bet. Anyway, the forecast, 84 degrees for the high. I'm looking at it right now.
Beautiful.
And then the low, 56 degrees, snow, no snow on September 5th, and precipitation, and it has it dry. So right now, from the global predictor, and we're going to charge $5.99 for this, but you can get your forecast anywhere in the world in a click.
That's awesome. Okay, 84 degrees and no precipitation for the Chiefs opener in September. We're going to remember that one.
And here's the beauty of the LRC. So you remember, these other models, you'll see chance of snow next Sunday, and then all of a sudden the next day, no chance of snow next Sunday,
right.
Okay?
No.
Okay, the LRC, when it shows a chance of snow, it's going to not change. For the next 100 days, you'll be able to track that right in, all right? That's what this does. So this forecast likely will not change much at all between now and September 5th. You can count on it.
I love it. Okay.
We'll, right, we'll talk about more about that next month.
Yeah, when it's online, people can go see it and the whole thing. So
right.
This eclipse, my neighbor, I've got all kinds of people doing things with the eclipse. My son lives in Austin, Texas, and it's my understanding that that's ground zero, and Delta's got some flights that are going to be from Austin to Detroit that are going to fly right in the path and be dark the whole way or something like that. I don't really understand all this. I've got a neighbor who's going down to Southeast Oklahoma. He's rented a cabin in the woods, and he's going to sit out there and take pictures in a telescope. No, I'm not kidding. I mean, he's just going and doing it. People are going crazy over the eclipse. How different is this than the one? What was the one a few years ago? Because I drove up to Worlds of Fun during the middle of a weekday and checked it out. Is this completely different? What do you have Monday?
The eclipse we had in Kansas City was 2017. It's very similar to that. Depends on where you are in the path, how long it's going to last. But we had a total eclipse in 2017 in Kansas City. And that day, we had 5 inches of rain. It rained and thunderstorm. Yeah. And at the last second, where I was up in Liberty, Missouri, with a whole bunch of science students, and we were live on the air in KSHB 41, you know, the clouds broke up just in time for us to literally see the total eclipse of the sun. Now, there are other parts of Kansas City where it was cloudy. So once again, if you're going to one of these locations, you need to check ahead that day. You might want to move, because if you're going to go all the way there, you might want to drive a little ways to get out of the clouds, and you want to give yourself time because you might have to drive 2 or 3 hours. There will be a cloud problem. Dallas, Texas, southward a little bit, there could be one. Southeast Missouri looks pretty good, but you get to Illinois, to Indiana, there's going to be some rain showers. So there could be a problem there. But for Southeast Missouri, it's in northern Arkansas, it's looking pretty good to not be cloudy.
Okay, what about Kansas City? We're going to get a partial eclipse?
Yeah, we're going to get a partial eclipse. Well, what does that mean? Kevin, it's really fascinating. If there's a sliver of the sun and that's all that's left, you're going to barely notice it's getting darker, okay? Because the sun is so powerful, even if there's just a little bit, it'll get a little bit darker. But here's what's going to happen at 12:36. P.M. Monday, the eclipse will begin. So the sun will be out in full force at 12:36. At 12:37, it starts going. You might by 12:45 or 1, you might be able to notice it. And you will need to buy those cheapy. You know, I don't know, Home Depot. I don't know who's going to have them, but go buy the eclipse glasses, because you do not want to look at the sun ever, because it really could cause major eye problems. You know, we all cheat a little bit and look up there. I've done it. You've probably done it.
Yeah.
But you squint, but you're still in danger. So wear those glasses. It's really fun that you can really see it. It doesn't cost much to get those little cheapy ones. And but at 12:50 to 1 o'clock, you'll start to see about 1/10 to 1/4 of the sun going away. And by 1:54 p.m., just a sliver of the sun will be visible. 90% of the sun will be blocked.
Ooh.
The moon is going to be, its path will take it between the earth and the sun. And I don't know what you believe in higher power, everybody out there, but let me tell you, how is the moon the perfect size to make it an absolute perfect eclipse? It's just really weird how that happens. Okay, so, but the moon will be going between the earth and the sun, blocking the sun. And in Kansas City, it's 90% blocked.
So okay.
It is pretty impressive, really.
So we don't, I mean, that's not that much difference than being, for my money. Now, I'm not as into it as you are and my neighbor and whomever. That's good enough for me. A 90% eclipse, it's going to be pretty dark for a while.
Well, I don't think so. Maybe slightly. It's literally, if you need to get to that total eclipse to where, number one, it goes completely dark.
But won't we lose 90% of the light?
10% of the light is a lot.
I know.
That's my point.
So maybe it'd be like a cloudy day.
No, not even. Yeah. Nah, I don't know. You know what? I got an idea.
We're going to notice. It's going to be weird. Right. We're going to step outside and it's going to be weird.
It'll be slightly weird, but that's why everyone, if it were really, really amazing, fascinating, and incredible because it gets so dark, then no one would be driving all the way to Southeast Missouri.
Okay.
You want to be in that total eclipse for where minutes it turns dark, and at the second the sun goes from 99.9% to 100%, it's like an astronomical event, obviously, and boom, it's like instant darkness. And that's what happened. We experienced it. A lot of us did in Kansas City in 2017.
So what if somebody lived in Kansas City, Gary, and they just said, look, at 11 o'clock, I got some free time. I'm going to drive for 90 minutes south on 49 Highway as far as I can go by 1230, 1240 when the thing starts. I'm going to pull over, you know, get a Diet Coke or something and watch this thing on the hood of my car. How much can you improve it by driving just an hour or two south of here?
No, don't even do it.
Don't do it.
Either you go into the total eclipse path, or you don't.
Or you stay home.
You might as well just stay in Kansas City. 90% and 95% are going to be about the same. Okay. Really.
Okay. So great advice there. All right. Yeah. And then by when is it over?
It'll be over at 3:11.
Oh, 12:36 to 3:11.
Yeah.
12:36 to 3:11.
And 12:36, it begins. 3:11, the sun is out full force again. And at 1:54, it's about 90%. Covered, and there's various ways you can watch it again and get those glasses. But yes, 1:54 is the center time.
This is perfect. I have a noon interview and I have a 3 o'clock dermatology appointment, so it's perfect. It's perfect. I'll literally be done with the interview by 12:36, and it sounds like at 3 o'clock it's okay to go into the dermatologist's office.
Yeah, you'll be fine either way.
Yeah, that is so awesome. Hey, what'd you think of that stadium vote earlier this week? Overwhelmingly, 58-42. Voters in Jackson County saying, nope, we don't think the Royals should get a downtown ballpark.
I've been paying close attention, and a good friend of mine is the founder of Head for the Cure fundraiser. His office is one of those that could have been destroyed because of putting in the stadium. I think his office would be right field. So, I've been paying close attention to it. There's a lot of businesses that are going to be saved by this not happening. Is it official? Does this mean it will not be a downtown stadium?
That means there will not be as of now. The Royals are moving on. They got to find a new plan, and the Chiefs are going to find a new plan. And I think Kansas comes into play now. North Kansas City comes into play. I think they're essentially both free agents, and I think that's awesome. I think it's a better idea than going into a neighborhood where they weren't wanted and having a bunch of people in the suburbs asking them to drive somewhere they didn't want to go.
Right. I didn't like the location where they had, where the current is near the river is an incredible location. That's amazing spot to have a stadium, actually, and it looks pretty there. The Ferris wheel thing that they put in, I do not know why they put it there. I don't get that. I came back to Kansas City. I'm coming in for quarterly visits. And I was like, what the heck is that thing? And then I was like, why is it there? Is what I thought. Okay, just wondering. But yeah, opportunity here, I don't know. I mean, don't ever move Arrowhead. No one has ever complained about Arrowhead.
I think you're right. I think the Chiefs, more than anything, were attached to this thing. They just want the Royals out so they can have the whole place themselves and decide what to do with it. So we'll figure that out. The Final Four is this weekend. You made a lot of predictions through the years on my radio show. We've got UConn against Alabama, North Carolina State against Purdue. Do you have any thoughts on the Final Four? Are you a basketball fan? Will you be watching?
I have a sentimental favorite for some reason. What's his name? Ian? What's the 7'4" guy?
Oh, Edie. Zach Edie.
Edie. I just want him to win. He's an interesting personality. He's just a genuine guy. 7'4". He dominates. He does the best he can in every game. He's developing more skills. And I want Connecticut. Okay. But I think Connecticut should be able to handle North Carolina State. That'll be an interesting matchup. So, Purdue. Purdue's going to play Connecticut in the final, and then UConn's going to end up winning because is anybody – they've led by 30 in every single game.
I know. That game was tied 23 all Saturday. They went on a 30-0 run.
I know. I was watching. It was 23-23. I actually went into Whole Foods, and it came back out. It was like what? 50-23. I couldn't believe it.
But that's fun stuff.
It's college basketball.
Let us know when you're coming home this summer. Maybe we'll go to a Royals game or something. The Royals are, I think they're going to be okay, buddy.
You think the Royals are going to be okay?
I do. They're right through one time through the rotation, they had the best starting pitching in baseball, at least for a week. I mean, you know,
wow,
they got some good players. Their bullpen's awful, but they'll maybe figure something out. I don't know.
I guess I should pay for the Bally's app or whatever app it is and start watching the games.
I'd give it a week or two. Let's give it a couple weeks here and see how they're doing. How's that sound?
All right.
When I call you back to have you on in May,
yeah,
we'll make a decision on whether or not you should buy the package.
That's a deal.
Do you have Amazon Prime?
Yeah, we do.
Eventually, the games will be on there.
Okay.
Included, I believe. I don't think there's going to be an added charge. I could be wrong. But they bought Bally Sports. They just haven't gotten through the court system yet from the buyout and all that stuff. But eventually it will be there.
And who doesn't have Amazon Prime? You got to watch Thursday Night Football, right?
I wouldn't have it if my wife didn't have it.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't order stuff on there. You order a lot of packages?
Well, Andy does. You okay. Know.
So you don't.
Well, all I need is YouTube TV. I can get everything I want in there. I watched the Chiefs game again today.
I'm talking about buying stuff. Do you buy stuff on Amazon?
Oh, do I buy stuff on Amazon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you get Amazon Prime to get the free packages delivered, you just get the television free, right? It's included.
I'm not sure.
Yeah,
why not? Yeah.
That's what I was asking. You have to ask Andy. He's got Amazon Prime. He orders a lot of stuff on Amazon. How many packages a week do you get at your door?
He and I probably both have Amazon Prime. We shouldn't be both paying for it, should we?
No. No, you shouldn't both be paying for it. How many packages a week come to your door?
Oh, I'm not that obsessed. Maybe one every 2 weeks.
That's good. Oh, my gosh. I feel so much better about being friends now. That's great.
Yeah.
Jessica's got a problem.
It might be once a month.
Buddy, I'm telling you, it's the littlest things. I'm like, what is that? She goes, oh, it's just lipstick. I'm like, what? Yeah, okay. I run out of chapstick. I'm supposed to go on Amazon and order it? What in the world is that?
And how does Amazon do it? They get it from every one of the stores around your area. So
yeah,
it's like,
of course.
Go to the store.
Of course. I'm with you.
No, I got more to talk to you about, but we'll do that next month.
Okay. I'm looking forward to it, man. I'm really excited for your business venture here. This is going to be really cool.
All right, thanks. I'll let you know. It'll be fun to show you, and I can't wait for your first impression of it. We'll have that in 3 or 4 weeks.
Thank you, sir. He is Gary Lezak, 12:36 to 3:11 Kansas City time. The eclipse, 90% of the sun on Monday. Gary Lezak, you're the man, buddy.
Thank you very much. Looking forward to next month. And hey, everybody, I miss you guys in Kansas City.
That's our great friend Gary Lezak, longtime meteorologist in Kansas City and generally good guy. We'll have him on again in May as he's starting that new business venture, but just a really super fun guy. And I used to work with Gary at Channel 4. If you didn't know that, we worked together for many, many years at Channel 4, long time ago before we were doing what we do today. Our final is brought to you by IdealHealthKC.com, regenerative medicine. Dr. Kip Van Camp can let your body's tissue or blood work for you. For a consultation, make the call 913-745-5300 to learn more. Log on to IdealHealthKC.com. Buck Roofing and Construction, online at rbuckroofing.com. One call gets a free roof inspection this spring. 913-384-2680. They'll inspect your roof absolutely free, and you'll sleep well knowing Buck Roofing inspected the roof over your head. And Back 9 Development, if you're ready to build or develop, Back 9 wants to be your partner. If you have investors, they'd love to work with you. If you have land, they'd like to see it. Back9development.com. Custom homes in Lansing, new condos in Manhattan. They'll build anywhere in the Midwest for you. Back9development.com, 785-236-0161. Call TJ today and see if your dreams match up with his reality at back9development.com. Our final is Dwayne Johnson, The Rock. He's done an interview with Fox News, Will Cain of Fox News, where he says he regrets voting for Biden in 2020. He mostly regrets endorsing Joe Biden in 2020, that it's hurt his brand. And he says he will not be endorsing anyone this time. And in doing so, he makes it sound like he ain't voting for Joe Biden again. He sounds like he really regrets voting for Joe Biden, and he will not be endorsing anyone this year. It sounds to me like he is working toward eventually running. I think Dwayne Johnson will run for president at some point. I don't know exactly when that is, but I think pulling out and saying he regrets endorsing anyone is a perfect way for him to actually be someone that people would look at that's not a Republican or a Democrat. Now, would he, if he ran in 4 years, would he run as a Republican or a Democrat, or would he do like RFK and run as an independent? I think there's growing sentiment and possibility in this country to a third party. And I think Dwayne Johnson could fill that void and say, I believe in some things on that side and some things on this side, and a third party could be a thing. If there is a third party, if we ever have a real third party in this country, I think it'll be great for America, because I think it's going to pull a lot more votes from Democrats than it does Republicans. We stand for something. Those people over there, you usually just stand for one issue. And so they'd vote for somebody in the middle as long as they were pro-abortion or whatever. A lot of Republicans stand their ground, conservatives, and say, no, this is what we're about over here. And if this person isn't in on that, we're not in on that. Because it's a multitude of issues. But Dwayne Johnson speaking out saying he's sorry, he regrets endorsing Joe Biden in 2020. He makes it sound like he's not voting for Biden, but does not say who he's voting for and says, I will not be endorsing anybody this year. Lesson learned. I think what he's finding out, he's getting back into wrestling and he's got all these movies and everything. I think what Dwayne Johnson knows is his fans, the core fan base of The Rock, the actor, the wrestler, all the things that he is, his core fan base is probably 75% Trump voters. I think he knows that. I think he regrets endorsing Biden, and who wouldn't regret endorsing Biden? Even if you were a Democrat, you'd regret endorsing Joe Biden. Our final today at Kevin Keatsman Has Issues.
Kevin Keatsman Has Issues has been presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet GMC and is produced by Crooked Tail Media. Please hit the like or follow button wherever you listen or give us a review. For premium content, podcasts, and weekly newsletter, join as a patron at kkhasissues.com for as little as $5 a month. Support all our sponsors and other conservative businesses at thekklist.com.
This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media, Incorporated.